Welcome back to Management Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, development in Maryland. Maryland has a Republican governor named Larry Hogan. He's a Republican, conservative, but he has a lot of integrity, and he's taken on Trump. He blasted Trump for what he did on January 6th, and Larry Hogan is term limited. So he is laying the groundwork for a presidential race in 2024. Who knows if he's going to get nominated? So he's a moderate Republican, and he's running in Trump territory. Okay, Connor, can you turn that music off? He came out today. And he made an important statement. He has two candidates, one for governor and one for attorney general, that he's not supporting. But not only is he not supporting them, he blasted them. He blasted his own party. And I want to tell you something. The Democratic Party's strategy is responsible for at least one of those candidates. And the Democratic Party really made a bad mistake. And here's the deal. Larry Hogan, moderate Republican. The Republican nominee for governor is a guy named Dan Cox, C-O-X, Dan Cox. Hogan blasted him as a QAnon conspiracy theorist. Dan Cox is QAnon, pure and simple. He's a conspiracy theorist. Not only does he say that the last election was rigged, but he goes down the line and he will not certify any election in which a Democrat wins. He's flat out and said it. Now that's a that is fascism. That's saying that the election doesn't matter. Remember Stalin's dictum. Stalin was a mass murderer, killed 20 million people in the 30s and 40s in Russia. Died in 1953. Did it right up into the 1950s. Sent people to the gulag, murdered them. And he once said it doesn't matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. Well, I'll tell you what, Dan Cox is going to be counting the votes in Maryland if he wins. The attorney general candidate is a guy named Michael Peroutka, P-E-R-O-U-T-K-A. And he, if it's possible, is either as bad or worse than Cox. He's the one who said 9/11 was done by bureaucrats in the American government who planted explosives in the building. He also said that they planted bureaucrats as planted explosives in other buildings and cities around the country, and we will continue to see a 9/11. Now, 9/11 occurred 21 years ago, so and of course he's lying. It was done by jihadists, by Saudi Arabians, and the Saudi Arabian government was part of it. Peroutka blames our government. He hates the United States, and he is the Republican candidate for governor, for attorney general of Maryland. Larry Hogan said, I won't vote for either one of them. I won't vote for my own party's governor candidate or attorney general candidate. How did these people get nominated? I'll tell you how Dan Cox got nominated. I mean, you know, Republicans, you'd think, wouldn't nominate somebody who thought that the U.S. government launched 9/11. You'd think that the Republicans in Maryland wouldn't nominate a guy who was a QAnon conspiracy theorist for governor. You'd think. Turns out what happened is the Democratic Party concocted a strategy at the national level to take right-wing people, truly right-wing nutty people, and get them nominated in the other party. More than $1 million in Democratic money went to support Dan Cox to get him nominated as the Republican. So I'm angry. I've contributed to the Democratic Party all my life. I don't want money going to the Democratic Party to give to a QAnon conspiracy theorist, frankly. I do not want that. And the theory was, goes back to Claire McCaskill in Missouri in 2012 when she was looking bad in the polls. But there was a guy on the right running for the nomination, didn't have a snowball's chance in hell. And he's the one who made fun of women, said, you know, when the if somebody claims that they were raped, that maybe they were telling the truth, maybe they weren't, maybe it was legitimate. You know, shut his mouth off. Very cruel person. So McCaskill and her people put in money to get him nominated. And he upset the conventional Republican. She went on to win in the general election. There's a guy named Joe Donnelly in Indiana right after that did the same thing. Joe Donnelly, Democrat, good man, didn't have a chance in red Indiana. And the other, you know, some of these Republicans are they're obsessed with sexual assault and laughing at it and saying it doesn't exist. I don't know why. These are some very strange people. So they put money in to nominate the nut on the other side in Indiana, and he got him nominated. And Donnelly went on and beat him. So we had two seats, Missouri and Indiana, that we shouldn't normally have had, and that's great, except the idiots in the Democratic National Committee go, let's do that even with the people on the other side now who won't certify Democratic votes. That's a lot different from a cruel, sadistic person saying something about sexual assault. That's unacceptable. But if for any reason they got nominated, in those days, it would not have affected the future elections. This one, in 2024, if Dan Cox becomes the governor of Maryland and Michael Peralta becomes the attorney general of Maryland, a Democratic winner who will win in Maryland for president in 2024 is not going to be certified. It's going to have to go to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court is going to go, well, you know, they're Republicans. Well, you know, the state can do what they want. And something similar is happening in Pennsylvania, Mastriano, QAnon, Republican nominee helped by Democrats. And this is what we get. And he gets to appoint the Secretary of State in Pennsylvania. So those two entities, Secretary of State and Governor of Pennsylvania, right-wing nuts who will not certify a Democrat. Maryland, Peralta and Cox, right-wing nuts, won't certify a Democrat. And Democratic presidential candidates can win. They can win in those states. They do win in those states, and they won't get certified because of the Democratic Party. I'm tired of this, very tired of this. It is so stupid, so very stupid, to take Democratic money and put it to people who will turn out and kill you by not certifying you the future election. And then what happens? Then what happens is it goes to a Republican Supreme Court who said, well, what the heck, what the heck? States can do whatever they want, right? That's what they've said. And that's what they're going to say in this North Carolina case they're going to look at in October. We need a change in the leadership of the Democratic National Committee. And the idiots who did this should be thrown off any decision-making group and how these contributions are spent. Larry Hogan, the Republican, moderate, saw through it. He won't vote for Cox or Peralta. Just one vote. Just one vote. We go to a break. You're on the line. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.